Good afternoon. Welcome to the Buzzer Beats podcast, your daily sports rundown presented by Buzzer. I'm Harris Rubenstein. We've got headline scores. We start with game one of the Stanley Cup Finals as Andrei Burakovsky scores a minute 30 into overtime to give the Colorado Avalanche a 4-3 victory in game one. Really, really fun one, an intense third period as well. No goals being scored, just great defense and goalkeeping all around. The Avalanche 3-for-3 in this game in the penalty kill, and they hung on just long enough to get the first win of the series over the Tampa Bay Lightning. Great game from Andrei Vasilevskiy as well. The possible Vezina winner has really been putting on a great playoffs for Tampa Bay, and he was great in this one too. But the Avalanche and Nathan MacKinnon were just too much. Game two will be on Saturday on ABC. Let's go to some WNBA scores. The Aces over the Wings, 92-84. The Sun over the Dream, 105-92. And then the Mercury over the Fever, 93-80. Let's go to the headlines. WNBA legend Sue Bird will be retiring after the season, saying, quote, "I've decided this will be my final year. I've loved every single minute and still do. So going to play my last year, just like this little girl played her first." And if you go on Instagram, you can see a cute photo of her playing all the way back in middle school. Shout out to Sue Bird, one of the classics, one of the best players of all time. She has been fantastic. The number one overall pick in 2002. She's a four-time WNBA champion with the Storm and a five-time Olympic gold medalist with USA Basketball. Heck, she even won two NCAA championships with UConn. The ultimate winner, the ultimate champion. Shout out to Sue Bird for a phenomenal career, though we do get to see her play at least for the rest of the year. We got our first trade of the NBA offseason as the Dallas Mavericks have acquired Christian Wood from the Houston Rockets for four players and a first-round draft pick. Couple expiring deals heading back to Houston. Boban Marjanovic. You got Trey Burke, Marquise Chris, and Sterling Brown headed the other way. The Rockets are also acquiring the 26th pick in the NBA draft. Great trade for the Mavs. Not like they're going to find anybody at pick 26 that's as good as Christian Wood. They had a really good bench, but this Mavs team really, really needed some blue chippers, and Christian Wood is just that. Might not help them too much on the defensive end of the ball, but he's going to be an awesome lob threat for Luka Doncic. He can also step outside the arc and hit a couple threes. Maybe he'll end up being what they always dreamed KP of being, but Christian Wood, good trade for the Mavs, and the Rockets continue their rebuild with another first round pick. The WWE board opens up an inquiry into CEO Vince McMahon's alleged $3 million settlement for an ex-employee silence. The separation agreement, which was signed in January, is meant to prevent the now former employee from discussing her relationship with McMahon or making disparaging comments about him. An email sent to the WWE board members on March 30th indicates that the 76-year-old McMahon hired the former staffer, who's 41 years old, on a $100,000 salary, then gave her a raise to $200,000 after the start of the alleged sexual relationship with her. Let's get to the moments we're watching today. Of course, game six of the NBA Finals. Celtics Warriors going to be an absolute thriller. The Celtics, their second time in a 3-2 situation. They took down Milwaukee Bucks in a game six in Milwaukee. Jason Tatum dropped 46 points in that one. Does he have the same magic in him tonight? Should be a lot of fun. 9 p.m. Eastern time on ABC. Let's go to FanDuel first. Some lines. The Celtics, 3.5-point favorites at home. Not too much of a surprise with their backs against the wall. They are 3-0 in elimination games so far this playoffs. They have been absolutely outstanding when they've at least needed to. Also, the over-under, 210 in this one. I like the Celtics to win and the over. I think it's going to be an absolute shootout. Plus, Zach Zarba's refereeing, so you know we're going to get a ton of free throws tonight. Points to go around for everyone. Maybe we'll get a game six Clay performance, and I'm sure there's no way that stuff will go 0-9 from three again, right? That'll be a great game. Game six tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern time on ABC. Also, one more game. You got the Mystics taking on the Liberty tonight. Should be a really fun one. 7 p.m. Eastern time on Buzzer. The Mystics, a -4.5 favorites, a little over-under total of 158.5. I'm going to take the under. No Elena Deladon tonight. She is out with rest, so the Mystics offense might be a little bit hampered. I will still take the Mystics to win at -4.5. They have just been fantastic this year. Despite the Liberty, you know, they've been on a bit of a hot streak. Sabrina Ionescu's been good, but I just don't think they have the ammo to keep up with a very good Mystics team. On this day in sports history, back in 1975, the Milwaukee Bucks made a huge trade, maybe the biggest trade in the history of their franchise, as they sent Kareem Abdul-Jabbar to the Los Angeles Lakers for four players. Now, before I get into the four players, I want you to think, could you name any of these guys ever? Probably not, seeing as they're all pretty random. Elmore Smith, Brian Winters, Junior Bridgman, and Dave Myers. That is who the Lakers traded for Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And obviously, it worked out pretty well for them. They won five titles with Kareem, as he would go down as the all-time leading scorer in the NBA and one of the greatest athletes to grace American sports. You can follow me on Twitter at SportsTheme. You can follow Buzzer at Buzzer on all platforms. Check out the Buzzer app, available for download on the Apple and Google Play stores. Never miss a moment with Buzzer, the hottest app for watching the best moments of live sports. Have a great day, everyone. Make someone smile today, and we'll see you tomorrow.